Hello and welcome. I'm your maths tutor for today, and we are diving into one of the most misunderstood topics in OCR GCSE Further Mathematics, histograms. Now, I know what you might be thinking. I've seen bar charts before. How hard can this be? And that's exactly the trap that catches so many candidates every single year, because a histogram is not a bar chart. They look similar, but the rules are completely different, and if you don't know those rules, you will drop marks that you really don't need to drop. In this episode, we're going to cover everything you need: the core concept of frequency density, how to construct a histogram from scratch, how to solve those tricky reverse problems where the scale is missing, and how to estimate the mean from a histogram. We'll also go through the most common mistakes I see candidates make and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to lock it all in. So grab a pen and paper. Yes, actually grab them, because the best way to learn maths is to do it alongside me. Let's go. Section 1. What actually is a histogram? A histogram is a diagram used to represent grouped continuous data. The key word there is continuous. We're talking about data like heights, weights, times, or ages, where the values flow along a number line without gaps. Here's the crucial difference from a bar chart. In a histogram, the area of each bar represents the frequency, that is, the number of data values in that class. The height of the bar does not represent frequency. This is the single most important sentence in this entire episode. Say it with me. Area equals frequency. Now, why does this matter? Because in real exam questions, the class intervals, the widths of the bars, are often unequal. You might have one bar covering 5 years and another covering 20 years. If you just plotted the raw frequency as the height, the wider bar would look much bigger and would give a completely false impression of the data. So instead, we plot something called frequency density on the vertical axis. The formula is beautifully simple. Frequency density equals frequency divided by class width, or rearranged, frequency equals frequency density multiplied by class width, which is just area equals width times height. Exactly what you'd expect from a rectangle. Let me give you a concrete example. Suppose you have a class interval from 10 to 30, that's a class width of 20, and the frequency is 60 people. The frequency density is 60 divided by 20, which equals 3. So you draw a bar from 10 to 30 on the horizontal axis with a height of 3 on the frequency density axis. The area of that bar is 20 times 3, which is 60. Perfect. The area gives back the frequency. Section 2. Constructing a histogram step by step. When you're given a frequency table and asked to draw a histogram, here is your 4-step process. Step 1. Add a column to your table for class width. For each interval, subtract the lower boundary from the upper boundary. Be careful with inequality notation. If the interval is written as 10 less than x less than or equal to 30, the width is still 30 minus 10, which is 20. Don't let the inequality signs confuse you. Step 2. Add another column for frequency density. Divide each frequency by its class width. Write down every single value, even if you think you won't need them all. This column earns you method marks in the exam, even if your graph ends up slightly inaccurate. Step 3. Draw your axes. The horizontal axis shows the variable time, height, age, whatever it is. The vertical axis must be labeled frequency density, or the abbreviation FD is usually accepted by OCR. If you label it frequency, you will lose a mark. It's a B1 mark on the mark scheme, and it's completely free if you just remember to do it. Step 4. Draw the bars. Each bar starts at the lower class boundary and ends at the upper class boundary. The height of each bar is the frequency density you calculated. Bars should touch. There are no gaps in a histogram because the data is continuous. Section 3, reverse problems, the harder skill. This is where Further Maths candidates really earn their marks. In a reverse problem, you're given a histogram, but either the frequency axis has no scale or some of the frequencies are missing and you have to work backwards to find them. The key is to find one bar where you know both the frequency and the class width. This gives you the scale. Here's how it works. Suppose you're told that the bar for the interval 0 to 10 represents 40 people, and that bar has a height of 4 on the frequency density axis. You can verify area equals 10 times 4 equals 40. Great, the scale is consistent. Each unit of area represents one person. Now look at another bar. Say it covers the interval 20 to 40, a width of 20, and its height is 3 area equals 20 times 3 equals 60. So that class has a frequency of 60. If the scale is unlabeled, you use ratios. If the known bar has area 8 units and represents 40 people, then each unit of area represents 5 people. A bar with area 6 units represents 6 times 5 equals 30 people. Section 4, estimating the mean from a histogram. Once you've found all the frequencies from a histogram, you might be asked to estimate the mean. The word estimate is important because the data is grouped, we don't know the exact values, so we use the midpoint of each class interval. The formula is mean equals the sum of midpoint times frequency divided by the total frequency. Step 1. Find the midpoint of each class interval. Add the lower and upper boundaries and divide by 2. Step 2. Multiply each midpoint by its frequency, which you get from the area of the bar. Step 3. Add up all those products. Step 4. Divide by the total frequency, which is the total area of all the bars. The classic mistake here is to use the frequency density, the height, instead of the actual frequency, the area. Don't do it. Always use frequency equals frequency density times class width before you start calculating the mean. Now let's talk about what goes wrong in the exam room. Mistake number 1, labeling the vertical axis as frequency. This costs you a B1 mark every single time. The label must be frequency density or FD. Burn that into your memory right now. Mistake number 2, getting the class width wrong. If your interval is written as 10 less than x, less than or equal to 15, the class width is 15 minus 10, which is 5, not 4, not 6. 5, always subtract upper boundary minus lower boundary. Mistake number 3, in reverse problems, not identifying the anchor bar. You must find the one bar where you know the frequency, use it to establish the scale, and then apply that scale consistently to every other bar. Mistake number 4, using frequency density instead of frequency when calculating the mean. Frequency density is just the height. Frequency is the area. For the mean, you need the area. Exam tip number 1, always write out your frequency density column before you start drawing. Even if your graph is a bit wobbly, that column secures your method mark. Exam tip number 2. For missing scale problems, write down your working clearly. Show the area calculation for the anchor bar, show the scale factor, and show each frequency you derive. Examiners follow your working. They can award marks even if your final answer is wrong, as long as your method is clear. Exam tip number 3. Check your total. If the question tells you the total number of people surveyed, add up all your frequencies at the end and make sure they match. If they don't, you've made an arithmetic error somewhere. Okay, pen down or pen ready, depending on how you're listening. Quick fire quiz time. 5 questions. Pause after each one if you need to think. Question 1. What is plotted on the vertical axis of a histogram? Frequency density. Question 2. Write down the formula for frequency density. Frequency divided by class width. Question 3. The interval is 20 less than x less than or equal to 45. What is the class width? 25. Question 4. A bar has a frequency density of 6 and a class width of 8. What is the frequency? 48. Because frequency equals frequency density times class width, which is 6 times 8. Question 5. When estimating the mean from a histogram, what value do you use for each class? The midpoint, the class width, or the frequency density? The midpoint. And you multiply it by the frequency, which is the area of the bar. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You've got the fundamentals locked in. If you stumbled on any of them, go back and reread that section before your exam. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember about histograms. 1. Area equals frequency. This is the golden rule. Everything else follows from it. 2. Frequency density equals frequency divided by class width. This is what you plot on the vertical axis. 3. Always label the vertical axis frequency density. It's a free mark. Don't throw it away. 4. For reverse problems, find the anchor bar. Establish the scale, then apply it to every other bar. 5. For the mean, use midpoints multiplied by frequencies, not frequency densities. That's histograms covered from every angle. You've got the formula, the construction method, the reverse technique, the mean estimation, and the common mistakes to avoid. You are ready for whatever OCR throws at you on this topic. Good luck with your revision, and remember, in maths, the marks are always there to be earned. See you in the next episode.